Start your day with Tim Fleming in the Morning, someone you know and trust for the latest news, weather, farm, and sports in North Iowa on AM 1300 KGLO.
And it is time right now for us on the Fleming Morning Show to say hi to Chris Anderson. You know, we do this every Friday morning at this time. Hey, Chris, how are you?
Oh, I'm alive.
Well, I hope so. I hope so. We're on the air live on KGLO to talk about Anderson's Market, of course, in Mason City, and that new location you have in Clear Lake, and we're heading into a special weekend, Mother's Day weekend, right?
Mother's Day weekend. That's my favorite weekend of the year.
It is. It's a great weekend.
Yeah, it's busy, and I get to think of my mother more often. I wish she was still here.
Yeah, I go through that same thing. Absolutely, I think often of my mom, and no matter how old we get, moms are special, whether they're with us today or in the past. But yeah, we got to be thinking of moms this weekend.
Yeah, I still need my directions from her. But no, we're busy out at Anderson's. Michael, he's going through a lot of problems, like going to get a load, tire blows out, things like that, but we're trying to keep them stocked as good as we can. Well, there's plenty of flowers out there.
Yeah, I saw you. I went by 19th Street location in Mason City, and wow, you guys have really added a number of flowers this week, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's bringing two loads a day. Susan said I was supposed to tell you our special for this. Mother's Day is our normal Mother's Day special. It's three Gerber daisies for $11. So
terrific.
We've done that probably now for 10 years.
I was going to say, when you said the special today, I knew it was going to be the daisies, the Gerber daisies, because you have done that for a while, and what a nice gift that can be for mom.
Yep. Yeah. We've got gift certificates available for mom. That way she can come out and pick out what she wants. Not what you want.
Yeah. Good idea. Yes. Because there are certain flowers and things that mom wants, right?
Oh, yeah. I had Faye Grady come in yesterday with her daughter, and they picked out what Faye liked, and then the daughters paid for it.
Oh, that's a nice thing. That's a great way to do it.
And we've got some tomatoes, fresh tomatoes to eat. It's early in the season, so the price is a little higher. It'll go down as the season goes along. But last night I had a roast beef sandwich with a big slice of fresh tomato on it. Oh, that sure did taste good.
You just made my mouth water. Oh, my.
Well, I put a little cheese whiz on it, too.
Ooh.
You know, that's my nickname, is kind of cheesy.
Yes. Yes, I know that. That's for sure. But it's great to get those fresh tomatoes, you know, grown in the dirt tomatoes, too, right?
Grown in the dirt. It tastes like a tomato. It doesn't taste like the box it come in.
Boy, you're making me hungry. What else we got in the store then, too, when people are out shopping?
Oh, we got Christmas kettle corns there. We got cheese. We've got block cheese. We've got spreading cheese. We've got butter. We've got range-free brown eggs. There's honey. We've got seed potatoes yet for people that haven't got your potatoes planted. We've got onion plants, onion sets. We've got some sweet corn seed. we got a few seeds this year, something new we're trying. And at the house here, I'm taking them out today. I got some sweet potato plants. I only got 25 of them, so if somebody wants to try a sweet potato in Iowa, you can come out. They're going to be cheap.
Grab some sweet taters. Those are that'll be good stuff right there.
Yeah. People say, well, you can't grow them in this area. Yes, you can. And, like, heck, I grew peanuts 1 year.
Mm.
That was a good experience for me and my kids.
Just a fun time, huh?
Yep. And Susan, she had her operation last Thursday. To come home on Friday. She's getting better. She was out to store yesterday. We had a problem with the computer, with the and we finally got it straightened out. She did. And so we're back to normal.
Well, welcome back, Susan. That's good. Good. Take care of yourself. And, yeah, that's terrific. You know, I was thinking about, too, for Mother's Day, before I forget. A lot of folks just like to grab something quick for mom that's already made up and ready to go. And, well, I always think hanging baskets, that's got to be a good thing for you guys this time of year, isn't it?
Yep. We got a lot of what I say are probably one of the best baskets in the country. Esther does a beautiful job putting them together. We got baskets for out in the sun, and we got shade baskets, too.
Oh, okay. Some that are made for being in the sun all the time.
Oh, yeah. We got, like, Calabacoa baskets out there. They look like a mini petunia.
Yeah.
You don't have deadhead them. One flower is done, it'll fall off, and another one pops right back in its place.
Huh. I'll be darned. Yeah, one of
all you have to do is be sweet, talk to it, and give it a little water and nourishment.
You know, one of my favorite flowers always was, if it was going to be in the sun all the time, was, what was the name of that little flower? It was vinca.
And it, vinca?
Yeah, and it could handle the heat really well.
Yeah, it handles heat real well. My mother, hers was the moss rose.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And when they got to living in an apartment, she had a moss rose bowl. It was always funny. I'd go down there. I had to find her double pinks all the time. I'd go down there. They'd be blooming, looking beautiful. Next time I'd go, they'd get a little ragged. She'd go out with her scissors and give them a haircut. And they'd come back looking better than they was the first time.
Oh, that's neat.
And she said, yeah, they get 3 haircuts a summer.
Oh, my. Oh, my goodness.
Well, that's the way with the hanging baskets, even. Towards the end of the season, they start to look a little rowdy. And you just trim them back and the good Lord makes them sprout out new branches and going back to looking pretty, because that's what they're here for, is to produce seeds.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got perennials. Got all kinds of perennials. You just have to come out and dig through them. A lot of them don't have blooms, so they only bloom at a certain time of the year. So when you look at the perennial, you got to imagine what the plant looks like when it's done blooming.
Well, and then, honestly, what I always do, too, and you've seen me do this out at your store, is I'll say, I have no idea what this is going to look like, so which one would you pick?
Yeah. My wife, she's been busy planting for people. In fact, she's said she's lost 4 pounds this week working so hard.
Oh, my goodness.
And she's getting down to high school weight pretty soon.
Well, you ought to make her one of those roast beef sandwiches with the fresh tomato on it, you know.
That's what she had that, too. we sat there and enjoyed our tomato and roast beef sandwiches. And Buster and Buddy, they each got a little nibble of it, too. If you'd have come around, I had enough left, I could have made you one.
Oh, my. Oh, my. You know, I should ask you, too, before I let you go. We're getting up toward the end of the program for this week. But hours, when can people shop? Now, I know they want to get out there and pick up some things for Mother's Day weekend. Obviously, you're going to be busy as can be this weekend.
Yep. It's what we call all hands on deck. And we're open from 10 to 6, 7 days a week. You can call us at 641-201-8883. And I don't know we got a number for Clear Lake, but I don't know that one off the top of my head. And then our address is 2727 19th Street Southwest. Right down there by Newman High School. Check us out on Facebook, Susan, if she might come up with another special and put it on there. And we're also having a drawing for gift certificates for this on this weekend, too.
Oh, fantastic. Yep.
Be sure to register when you're there.
Get out there, folks. Go to Anderson's Market, 19th Street in Mason City, and you're right on the highway, Highway 18 in Clear Lake. If the flowers are in sight, you know you're at Anderson's Market because they have them out everywhere.
Yeah, if you drive by and you don't see them, boy, you've got tunnel vision.
I know. Hey, Chris, got to run. Great to talk to you today. We'll be stopping on and see you real soon.
Yep, bye.
Have a good one. It's Chris Anderson with us, everybody, from Anderson's Market, again, in two locations now. Mason City and in Clear Lake.